listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 20th day of February, year of our Lord, 2019, and welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. It's a question. Here's the question. Do you have your night vision? Do you? If you've never used night vision, you might be shocked at what you can do with night vision. If you want to see the best Hollywood portrayal of that that I'm aware of, and it portrays an actual event, the attack at Benghazi. The title of the film is 13 Hours. You'll get a very good understanding of what night vision is fully capable of doing. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished amateur archaeologist prolific author. We just introduced his brand new book last week, and weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
John, how are you today?
Really good. Your audio could not be better. Sounds like you're right next to me. Fantastic.
Well, I'm closer than the moon. I'm on planet Earth, so.
Okay. Well, lots going on. The media is beating up a frenzy over different issues. Such as this television actor who staged an attack on himself and is now looking at possibly several felony charges as a consequence. The drama over the border, and of course we got the a presidential election cycle revving up with the Democratic candidates trying to figure out who's going to shovel out the money out the back door of the Federal Reserve the quickest into people's pockets. And not a whole lot of discussion about the, you know, Jim, you and I both grew up watching the war on TV in Vietnam every evening. But to watch television news, you wouldn't know there was these wars going on in the Middle East and in Afghanistan, would you, sir?
No. It's a whole different deal. And, it's pretty strange the way news has changed. That all happened with the first Gulf War. when both George Bush Sr. and Saddam Hussein were watching the war on CNN. And after that war ended, the CIA went out and bought CNN. They paid Ted Turner often, and then that's where fake news really got a grip. And then they went out and they just bought up everything. And so now we have the CIA basically running the news service with what you hear and what you don't hear, and the twist on what you do hear, with all of their little people like Anderson Cooper and the laundry list of faces that you constantly see, and also in science, in fact, where they now have young reporters green out of publishing school or whatever, some kind of journalism school.
Journalism school, right.
And they have no clue about anything or how to ask a question. So that's your news today.
Unfortunately, that is very accurate. We recently had a news event where these high school students were waiting for their bus and were verbally assaulted by a couple of different groups. Yesterday, it turns out the parents of this one boy who has received multiple death threats has hired probably the best attorney in the United States to sue the Washington Post for $250 million. And the prognosticators on Fox News are saying because of the evidence, which is clear and convincing, that this young man and his attorney have a high likelihood of prevailing against the Washington Post. With we don't know what would be awarded, but it looks like it's a very strong case. And that's good. And that will spread out to the other, not just the Washington Post, but these other news outlets that repeated the same false story, false narrative that this teenage boy had somehow misbehaved, done something he shouldn't have done, when in fact he was the innocent actor, being verbally assaulted and almost physically assaulted by these adults there in front of Washington Lincoln Memorial. I almost said Washington Monument. So that's a good thing. And assuming they can have a fair judge and a jury of their peers, I think there's a high likelihood that he will prevail not only against the Washington Post, but ABC, CBS, CNN, and so forth. Smack those people down. What do you think, sir?
Absolutely, John. This is the beginning of fascism, where small groups, small vocal groups, begin to assert their political beliefs, basically, on everybody else. That's fascism. And basically, you know, there's, if you look up the definition, it's an increase in nationalism and opinions, but it's basically a small group of people. And I want to bring up another example that's very much like this. There's the story, and this came from the email I get from this southern group of Confederate people that still are very much believe in the Confederate flag and what it stood for, that it was a revolution against the North, industrialism and taxation, not about slavery, which we talk about. But anyway, this apparently... two young kids, they said they were Asian, so I don't know much more than that, but they go to school, and some worker has a MAGA hat on. So they go home and tell mommy, and mommy writes a letter to the school and says her children were offended because this man had a MAGA hat at school. And so anyway, what the kids should be told is not we're going to remove this guy's hat, but that no, there are people in the world that have differing opinions, and we have to respect that. Just like, unfortunately, we give leeway to crazy, Looney Tune Democrats who have all kinds of absolutely insane ideas, and we have to listen to them. And so what our resolve is to talk and expose the idiocy of what they're doing. But unfortunately, well, but that's the way it is. They have a right to say what they want. And so these little kids are being taught that they can dispel with somebody with that has a different opinion by complaining. That's teaching them fascism at a very early age.
Well, that's an unfortunate circumstance, but it is, in fact, what's going on. So what's in the headlines that's really got your attention, Jim?
Well, the other thing that I had mentioned, the statues and monuments that are being taken down regarding Confederates, I wrote to them. I said, why don't you just put them on public or on private property?
That is happening.
Just move them.
Yeah, that is happening. Right.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. So, but anyway, there again, and a lot of this is funded from outside, and I suspect these kids, when you see that blanket coverage, you were talking about the incident in Washington with these school kids, and they're from Missouri, from your state?
Or? No, they were from back east. They were a Catholic school.
Okay.
Back east, right.
But when you see this, typically this is being funded from outside. George Soros, you know, Open America, whatever, the various groups that they work through. Or when you see, like, Candace Owens or being assaulted in a restaurant where they're following them around to, you know, try and harass them. Basically, these things are funded from outside. They're organized, and you got to wonder who's spending their time doing this. But they're being funded, and we know that people will work for money, and do whatever it takes.
Absolutely. Well, these narratives, such as removing memorials to the fallen Confederate veterans and the heroes of the Confederate States of America, that whole narrative is based on fiction. The fiction that the Civil War had anything to do about slavery, which it didn't. And that's so easily provable by anybody who reads even one book about the Civil War. And it's such a sad situation that we allow ignorance to have so much influence in the public discourse, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, exactly. And this starts once again with education. For a generation or two, we have. I talk about this all the time. That one of the top problems in this country, potentially one of the very top, certainly one of the top 10, is education. Kids are not taught how to read and logically reach conclusions. They're told what they're told are supposed facts, and they're supposed to repeat them and not question them. And, you know, so with two generations, you got kids who are addicted to cell phones and texting, who can't read, who don't read, and, you know, once you break that chain of students that have no logical capability, it's really hard to get it back.
And eventually we end up with somebody like this woman, this freshman woman, congresswoman from New York, Cortez, who every time she speaks publicly, she makes a complete fool out of herself with her glaring ignorance, her very poor command of the English language. She's really an embarrassment, quite frankly, to be a congresswoman in the United States Congress.
Well, and even people in her own party who are pretty far off the wall. Nancy Pelosi, you know, is like the... even they are criticizing her, just telling her to shut up, because she had a big posting, some kind of the Green Deal, the New Green Deal or something. And that was up there for 2 days until her own people told her, take that down. This is, you know, it's having too much of a negative effect on their party in general. You know, but the funny thing is the news media gives this ding-dong chick, I guess the best thing I could say about her, that's pretty derogatory terms. But that's the best thing I can say about her. And they're using a mnemonic now for her, because nobody can remember her whole name. So it's AESC or something like that? That's what people are...
AOC, I think.
AOC, yeah. Yeah, that's
Alexandra
good enough for me.
Ocasio, Sanchez, you know, whatever it is. But yeah, she's really an embarrassment. Well, Jim, while I'm thinking about it, what update on the wing generator do we have, sir?
Well, it's moving along. Right now, I'm in the process of placing and reaching out to a lot of people about the 10 kilowatt model, and that's the next step is to install those in large numbers. So anyway, that's, and then followed by, there'll be some people that will upgrade to the 50 kilowatt, and that's a lot of power. I mean, you need some people go, oh, I'd like one at my house. Well, no, you believe me, you don't use this level of power at your house. And this is for people with serious energy needs like farms and ranches. But if somebody is using, like, have a couple of electric cars, for example, then they might upgrade to the 50 kilowatt and then save the money on petroleum. And there again, you have farmers and ranchers that when they go to town, it costs a lot of money for gas. So now all of a sudden they get rid of the, not the work vehicles so much, but the, or they could, they're making pickup trucks now with electric, but that's a real option for people to upgrade to a bigger model, 25 or a 50 kilowatt. But anyway, that's the stage of things now. And okay. It, once again, if there's investors, there's 13 different big projects that we're looking at for investors, so that's always an open door.
And they can contact you by going through your website, correct?
Correct,
Potential investors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Website has an email address.
It's only been about 5 or 6 years ago that I realized that the century-old barns that I would drive past, barns built around 1900, 1905, what I thought were lightning rods weren't. I would see these lightning rods on each end of the barn with these large glass balls near the bottom of the lightning rod, which obviously lightning rods don't need that. What those were actually contraptions to collect electricity and have electricity inside the barn a century ago. That technology's been lost and forgotten, hasn't it, sir?
Yeah. There were a number of small items that allowed them, you know, in a dark area, just a little bit of light is a great help. And so you don't need a lot of power.
But you, if you were mentioned, I would say 999 people out of 1,000, or maybe 1 out of 10,000, would have a clue what we're talking about right now because it's been lost in the dust of the dustbin of history, hasn't it?
Yeah. And then the, but some of the, what do you call it, lightning rods would also have a something on them, so if they did get hit by lightning, it would change so that you knew that it was hit by lightning, and then you'd go make sure that the complete electrical path to ground was still there. That was like a feature on some lightning rods. But
right.
Yeah, and the other thing that you would see on the family farm, every family farm had, and they, a lot of them are still there, they're still out there, some of them still working from 100 years ago, and by the way, these are still sold, are windmills to pump water.
Oh, yes.
And that's my estimation for the wing generator, probably the 10 kilowatt or maybe the 50 kilowatt models. You will see them someday on every farm because the farms, and here's something, John, this is not in the headlines. This is not something you're going to read, but brace yourself in the United States for really, really high electrical rates. The United States is completely dependent on fossil, which, well, very bad term, fossil fuels, but coal, natural gas, and in some places, number two, fuel oil out in remote places, and then nuclear. And these, the nuclear fleet, 104 of them in the United States, are very short for this world. They have not been maintaining them. And electrical prices, this PG&E deal, is just the beginning.
Hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Here's a little song.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. I want to talk to you for a moment about my sponsor, GoldWealthFinancial.com, and investing in gold and silver. Gold and silver coin investing is considered a safe investment because of its physicality. For this reason, it's where many institutional investors put their money when signs of an economic downturn strike. In most stock market crashes and corrections, the prices of gold and silver rise steeply, while stocks and other exchange-traded funds plummet. At my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll find a link to goldwealthfinancial.com. You need to check them out. It's a great website, great people to work with, and they have a telephone number. That telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Check them out, do your research, and give them a call. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town there. I'm often gone to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I'm actively recruiting and hiring part-time paid marketing professionals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live into the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Thursday evenings from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee at 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. It's been going on for about getting close to 20 years. And by the way, this year is my 40th anniversary of being at Cornell University. So I'm going to see if I can plan some kind of event with the radio show, etc., at Cornell, actually go there and Just see if any of my old friends are there. I know Carl Sagan is not.
Well, but, obviously he's deceased, but...
You're right.
Well, well, it'd be an interesting sojourn to visit the old digs. You know.
Right, right. Old Ivy.
Do you think it's changed much? Do you think the university has changed much, the grounds, the buildings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's quite a bit of change, I've heard. I have not been back there myself, but a new library, et cetera. And so the somewhat of the old quad, as they call it, look a little different. When I was there, they actually removed the ivy from around the buildings because the roots were destroying the foundation. So they actually cut it all down, and I thought they could have found it some other solution, but the ivy growing up around all the buildings was pretty choice in the fall and then the spring when it came back.
Well, if you go into the library, you may see what's taking the University of Missouri library. They now in the men's restroom. I have not got a report from the women's, but in the men's restrooms in the library, they have these squirt devices next to the commode, similar to what you'd have in your kitchen to squirt the dishes with, so the Muslims can squirt their bottoms when they have finished relieving themselves, which is fine, except for one thing: they don't use soap. It's pretty disgusting, but if you want to get to heaven and link up with Allah, you need to live your life just like Muhammad did, and Muhammad did not use soap, so they don't use soap either.
I have a funny story. It's my a relative of mine, I'll just say it that way, came home from college, and after the first year of college, proclaimed that you get much cleaner when you use soap. which his father replied, "I'm glad I'm paying all this money for you to go to college so that you learn something."
Prognostications of a very bright 19-year-old. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Learn something at school. Anyway, plus I have a paid cast. I should add that to my. I kind of had a little segue there from talking about my radio shows.
Well, if you're at Cornell on a Wednesday morning, you could do a live remote broadcast from there if you choose.
Right. That would be interesting. Yeah, and we could maybe do a video talk with kids about their experience there.
Absolutely.
And I got in trouble there. John, we were talking about education. My first assignment in the physics department was in the electronics department. I was working with the guy who headed up the entire, at Cornell they have departments within the physics department. But anyway, he was in charge of the electronics department. And when I was in college, we used to build our experiments. We had a shop, we had a guy, full-time shop machinists there who would help us build our experiments, etc. But anyway, I go into the laboratory and into the stock room, and there are all these bins and they're marked. And so every week, one of the assistants' job was to take the electronic equipment out of the bin for each group of students. There were like four students in a group, and then replace it with this week's experiment. And they had all the wires cut to size, they had the correct size of wiring, and the students would come and plug this all together, and they had like 1 hour to do it and then get out of there, take their data and leave. And I made a comment to this guy. I said, "This is not a very good educational experience. All the wires are cut, they don't have to decide what size wire, the rheostats are all wired in the correct size, they don't have to select anything. This is not a very educational experience." And wow, did that guy flip out, because that was his pride and joy, that organized laboratory. And I opened my big mouth, and needless to say, he was not very happy.
Well, what can you say? You said the right thing for the right reasons. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More here on Wednesday, the 20th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. Now smartphone compatible, finally, after all these years, smartphone compatible. Our project of finding images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, and movies, TV shows continues. And if you find one, get that to me. I just shipped out a DVD yesterday to one of our listeners who found an excellent image of a North America with the Navy map superimposed over it. Excellent image. So get that to me, and you get your choice of any of my six DVDs. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. This is what I do when I'm not on the radio. I'm boxing up energy cleaners and shipping them all over the planet, literally all over the planet, everywhere except the Antarctic. So if you've got arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. You'll be very glad you did. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can buy your energy cleaner right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there also. Or you can call my toll-free hotline. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And we got open lines at 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, this election cycle is now 2 years long. It's been that way for several cycles, beginning January, before the election, 2 years before the election. And it's become a predictable event where the candidates from both parties begin going to New Hampshire and Iowa, making speeches to small towns and farmers and business people, trying to drum up support in these early primary states. So it's underway, isn't it, sir?
Yep. Yeah, I just saw on the fake news CNN this morning, seeing what kind of baloney they were trying to promote, and they were saying how Bernie Sanders could win in 2020. And I thought, well, gee, if he's still alive then. But, but the laundry list, there are 38 candidates with their hat in the ring for the Democratic Party. So that'll be, yeah, I've never seen anything like that in my short existence on this planet, which goes way back, you know, to the 50s. Typically, they'd have one candidate who was a clear winner, and then, you know, two or three others that might vie for the other side. But, 38 candidates, and, any one of them crazier than the other.
Well, they'll make them make themselves out to be complete fools to most of the electorate. The first presidential election that I recall was the 1956 presidential election. I was 9 years old. We had Dwight Eisenhower, the sitting president, Republican, Edley Stevenson II. And I'd been reading the newspaper for probably 3 or 4 years by then, Jim, and I recall, just like yesterday, I was mystified because the newspapers were saying the following. Here's what I can quote almost verbatim. Adlai Stevenson is too intellectual to become president of the United States. And I thought, even as a nine-year-old, I thought, how can that be? How can you be too smart to be president of the United States? It didn't make sense to me. But I've since found out how true that is. And I found out, I spent 3 days with a woman who was the campaign chair for manager for three different presidential elections. She has all of her clients sign non-disclosure agreements. Nobody knows who this woman is publicly. But I was with her and two of her top assistants for 3 days at a 12,000 square foot home in Florida. And here's what they said, Jim, and when I thought about it, it made perfect sense. These candidates, they have two ways of public speech and private speech. Two different ways. When they're in public, they intentionally, often with coaching, downgrade their vocabulary to be at an elementary school level. While in private, they speak the way they normally speak. And they're trained and coached to do that so they can have the widest appeal possible. And that's in fact what goes on at that level, Jim.
It's interesting too that they caught Hillary Clinton, and this is common with a lot of politicians, Republicans and the RINOs and the Democrats alike, that in public they will say something many times completely the opposite of what they say in a private closed speech. You know, and they caught Hillary Clinton doing that a lot of times. You know, and you'd see her saying something, and then they'd show the clip of her talking in public to the, you know, the electorate, saying completely the opposite, you know.
Well, both sides understand, and I understand, the side that influences the most illiterate voters is a side that will win, because there's enough illiterate voters to determine who gets elected president of the United States. It's an unfortunate fact of life, but it is a fact of life in our society. And once again, I say thank goodness for the Electoral College.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'd be in a big world of hurt without that. I saw a really good piece by Bill O'Reilly, a YouTube video where he's talking about the trend in U.S. politics. And the trend, the reason they want open borders is they want to flood certain states. And they have target states, Arizona, Texas, California has already been flooded by illegal immigrants who vote. And that completely dominates the election because they're looking for a handout. And it's the Democrats who give that. And that's why California, you know, if you talk to the average resident who's an American citizen in California, they don't vote Democratic. They're completely dominated by people that are not citizens. And that's what they want to do to the whole country. They want Arabs. They want, you know, from Guatemala, from Central America, from Mexico. They want as many people voting as many times as possible. They drive them around in buses. During my analysis of the 2016 election, what I found out was the biggest cheating that went on, giving Hillary Clinton 17 million votes, was at the local precinct level. The little old lady or the little old man sitting there writing down a result and handing it up to the next level, that's where the majority of cheating occurred. And actually, and not by illegal voters, but California has such numbers of illegal voters that it completely dominates the political landscape.
Well, the purpose of the Electoral College is to prevent our republic from becoming a democracy. That is the purpose. And people don't, you know, people don't know this. They don't understand it. Most liberal, many, not most, but many liberals, Democrats I know, they actually hate the Electoral College because they know that's what's stopping them from taking complete control. They know that, and they would love to get rid of it, wouldn't they?
That's absolutely what happened after the last election. And they, you know, you heard this mantra that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. She did not win the popular vote. There were 10 major cheating centers where she got 17 million illegal votes. She wouldn't have even come close to winning. It would have been one of the worst political defeats in history. But they were counting even like, and that's why all of the press predictions of her winning, because they were so confident that the cheating was so massive that nobody could win, and Trump won because of the Electoral College.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have to give credit where credit is due. Our adversaries, the socialists, Democrats, communists, they're smart people. Many of them are very smart. And every time they go through this cycle, they learn a little bit more and refine their tactics to have a better chance of winning. But they can't change the Electoral College. That's one thing they can't change as much as they would like to. So they're just going for more and more votes in the general election. That's their goal. I think they probably know they can't win, but they keep trying anyway, don't they?
Well, yeah, this time it's going to be even worse because it's a midterm, or it's a mid-election presidential election. And, yeah, they're going to have a hard time throwing anybody up that can deal with Trump, that can talk at his level. You know, Hillary Clinton tried, but, you know, with all the background and the email scandal and the really big thing about the email scandal is we got to see the inside of those emails, you know, thanks to WikiLeaks and other people. For the first time, we got to see the inner skeleton, the bones and the, you know, the dirty laundry of the Democratic Party. And so people were able to see that, and that was a big help, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, behind the scenes, I have every bit of confidence that Donald Trump is cleaning house at the Department of Justice, at the FBI, to put men and women in place who are, in fact, patriots and not members of the deep state. Because that has to happen before other things can happen. People are wondering why it's taking so long. That's why. Because we've got two George Bushes, Bill Clinton, and Obama appointees going back 30 years that need to be dealt with before the real house cleaning can take place and get us back on the right track. So that's why it's taking so long, Jim.
Right. And the other thing, I saw a really good interview with Robert David Steele the other day. I think it was just a few days old. And I communicate with him now and then. We're not good friends, but I agree with a lot of the things he says, and he agrees with a lot of the things I say. And one of them is he's the head of the World Pedophilia, like it's a research organization for exposing, and it goes into politics, you know, where these are very heavily infiltrated. And their estimate is that 95% of federal high-level judges, politicians, etc., have been corrupted by pedophilia. That's the level that he said that's what controls Washington in their ability to control these all of these people, because their careers would be over if they were exposed. He said that Jeffrey Epstein was just given a slap in the hand. What would you call it? verdict, because he turned over all of his tapes from his sex island to the federal authorities. So that should make some people quiver in their boots, the Clintons and other people, that their activities are now on tape, on record. So, I have a feeling that remember at the funeral of George Bush Sr., five people got little notes from the Secret Service.
I sent an email about that last night. Yes, tell us about that. That was fascinating.
Well, at the very end, they're walking the casket down off of the altar of the church and down past the people. And as just before that happened, five Secret Service people who were bodyguards of Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders and his wife got one, Hillary Clinton got one, Pence got one, and who are the other ones?
I don't believe the president received one, but go ahead.
But anyway, they opened these up and they showed the look on their face, and their look was, George Bush, George Jr.
Right, got one. Right.
And his wife looked at it and she goes, "Is this true or is this real?" We don't know quite what she said, but is this true? And George got this smug look on his face and he shook his head, yes. So it was a short note that these five people got, and the look of Hillary Clinton was like, she just slid down in her chair and had this look of disbelief. Bernie Sanders had this big reaction, like, and he looked at the Secret Service guy like, you know, oh my goodness. And his Bernie Sanders wife had the same look. So we don't know what these notes said, but they were short and they were sweet. That's all I can tell you.
I watched it. I watched it live as it was taking place, Jim. My speculation, and I don't have evidence, my speculation is the author of that note was either Donald Trump or the recently deceased president. That's my belief would be the author of those notes that were handed out. And that's speculation also, of course. I've been discussing the possible contents of that note, and I don't have evidence to discuss it publicly, and so I won't. But that was a very pivotal, important theme. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the only important part of the whole fiasco. Which, how long did that funeral take place? Was it 2 days or 3 days?
Oh, I don't remember. It just drug it out, and the news media on
forever. You'd think they were burying a potentate or something, the way it went down, a pharaoh or something.
Yeah.
But the odds of us ever finding out the contents of those notes is slim to none. But it is fun to speculate, isn't it?
It certainly is. It certainly is. Being that it came from the Secret Service, I don't think it was from George Sr.
Well, I can't count it out. That's more likely from the current president. But I think that out of respect for a deceased president, a note of that nature would be distributed by the Secret Service at his request. I say it is definitely possible.
Right. Anyway, it is fun to speculate. But anyway, it was more fun to watch the look on these people's faces who, you know, I mean, look at all of the things that Hillary Clinton and George Bush Jr. have done with a straight face.
Oh, yeah.
There were some videos showing that, and the lies, and they, I mean, these people were ruthless. And for something to affect them like that was...
These people are very good at hiding emotions publicly. Very good. Expert, you might even say. And their emotions were on display. We can't... You know, we can speculate what they were being emotional about, but it was obviously not good. Other than that, you know, they weren't happy. That was clear.
The George Bush Jr. one was the best, where he goes, he looks like a little kid that just got caught, you know, stealing the family car and, you know, whatever. But he got caught with something in front of his wife, and he couldn't lie to his wife.
That's right. That's right. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So one for your dream.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the 20th of February. Well, Jim, we're almost through the second month of the year here already. The year will zip by very quickly, as always. And you've got lots of projects you're working on, I know, and updates. So people, I get an email about one a week. When can I place an order for a wing generator and have it delivered to my home? Is that day very far off?
No, it's not. In fact, just before the show, I was trying to arrange for the increase in production and everything that is going to happen. And so we're looking at making some smaller ones, like 5 and 3 kilowatt, but that's not my big goal. My goal is like the 10 and the 50, and those to me are small. So I want to get up into the big ones to where people, here's the model that people should think about. We put a big, a 200 megawatt wing generator in a good wind location, and then people buy into that. They will become cooperative owners of that facility and get their electricity from that. And once we pay for it, and then it'll just be a matter of maintenance for people to get their electricity, so their electricity bill will go down. And believe me, the price per unit of electricity of a wing generator compared to nuclear or coal or even the new, turbine generators is very low. So that's where I want to go. That's why I want to move with this.
Well, just keep moving forward, and we'll keep putting the word out.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir, for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Okay. All right. We top the hour break coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us, and we'll have our continuing discussion on the international communist conspiracy. Tomorrow, I was talking to one of our listeners. He's a construction worker. He's probably listening right now. He was unable to do his chosen profession of construction work for several years because of pain, and he's just got his energy cleaner. He says, John, the pain is almost gone. I hope he calls in tomorrow. If you're listening, sir, give us a call tomorrow, the second half hour of the first, and let everybody hear how you're doing. I've had some interesting private conversations with Jeff Nyquist. It's always fun to catch up with Jeff. Quite frankly, he should be advising the President of the United States on these matters. That's how much I regard his expertise. I really do. I was shocked. I was talking to an FBI agent about 16, 18 years ago. They no longer track the movements of communists. How sad is that? Here's our break. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.